Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to God's Talk Radio. We took a couple weeks off for the holidays, and we're back in full swing. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. What do you want to talk about? Sports, politics? We got a couple agendas going on. Give me a call. Don't be bashful. 516-666-9990. Well, I'm going to start by commenting on the Steeler game yesterday. Steelers played a great game. Both lines dominated. I mean, they kicked tail. Bell, what can you say about this guy? This guy is all world. Most of the Yinzer fans in Pittsburgh wanted to dump him after he smoked the old blunt, but I think they got change of heart now since Mr. Bell broke the record for a playoff game rushing record. Beat Franco Harris's record. Yeah, I think they got a different opinion on him now. Anybody have an opinion on that? Give me a call. How about a little bit of Penguin news, huh? They played Tampa yesterday. They just skunk-bunked them 6-2. Penguins look good. Maybe on to another cup. We'll see. Long way to go, though. But the Steelers back to the well, I'm going to talk a little bit of Pirate. I heard McCutcheon's still on the trading block. What do you guys think about that? A lot of teams are interested in Kutch. What do you think about them trading him? Give me a call. 516-666-9990. Things will be interesting. I don't think he'll last the before February. I really don't. I think he'll be on the block, and I think he'll be gone. I think they're just waiting to get rid of the guy with a right offer. They better get the right offer. They better not trade him for two stiffs and a bag of balls, believe me, which they've been known to do in the past. But anyway, back to the Steelers. That game, I take it. Last time they played Miami, they were down there. They looked bad. I mean, football's played with attitude. A lot of people don't understand this. If you can't come in there and you don't match attitude with attitude, you don't match the intensity with the other team's intensity, you're going to get your tail kicked in, believe me. That's anywhere, fist fight, out in the street, anywhere. If you don't match the other man's intensity and more, you're going to get beat. And they didn't match that intensity down there in, what, October, early October? They got pushed around like, man, they got dominated. But yesterday, different story, man. They came to play. I mean, they weren't going to let Miami do anything. They just pounded that Ajayi. I'll bet he's in a whirlpool today. And I'll bet he's hurting. And I mean, they pounded him. Like Mike Mitchell said, we tackled him. We wanted to hurt him. I tell you what, I think they get a good job. And this, how about Big Ben on the foot deal, the ankle? Should he be in there? Should he have been in there? I don't know. I'm not the head coach. But maybe I would have pulled him. I don't know. He got hurt. I think it's a lot of drama. I think Big Ben did. Here's what I think. All the attention was on Bell and Brown. My man said, I got to get some attention on me. Give me that walking boot over there. Not that his ankle wasn't twisted, but I think he jellied it up a little more than he should or could. So I think he said, give me the walking boot, and wait till you see this, guys. My man. You know, Ben's like that. He played with broken foot. He played with broken toes. He played with busted arms. He's played with one arm hanging down off his, glued to his shoulder. My man, you knew it was going to be drama. So what happened? MRI today. Nothing. Zero. He may have aggravated an old injury. So now he's playing. No kidding. Okay, let's get by all that. I mean, it's a big deal on every radio station. We got the Fat Boy at 3. He's bad-mouthing everybody. That's what he does. You got this Colin Cowherd up there. He's another idiot. He's all Belichick, Brady. He's a shine box boy for Brady and Belichick. He carries a shoe shine kit around for them too. Behind him, yeah, boss, I'll shine your shoes. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. That's what he does best. But he dismissed the Steeler win yesterday. He called it, no big deal. He said, if Dolphins would have done this, if the Dolphins would have done that, if the Queen had ball, she'd be king, okay? Okay, Colin? So enough. Your boys are going to have their chance this week, then you can gloat. They're 16-point favorites up in New England, so, you know, they can cut their headphones off. All of a sudden, Houston will be out headphones. Watch. Guarantee. They won't be able to hear nothing. That every week that goes on up there. Every important game. Oh, well, what happened? Headphones went off. Wow. Balls deflated, filming, all that garbage. Yeah, well, expect it, Houston, because you're going to get it. Why? Hey, Peyton Manning said some of the locker room was tapped. The phone, they put microphones in there. Wouldn't doubt it. But Spygate, they get rid of all the tapes. Something wrong here. Goodell said, hey, let's burn those tapes. We can't do them. No. Let's see them. No. We got to get rid of them. Yeah. And on it goes. But, hey, yesterday was a great game, a great win on to Kansas City. I tell you what worries me about this game against Kansas City, special teams. Steelers special teams stink. They hot and hot stink. They have a return game that's absolutely putrid. Fitzgerald Toussaint is slow. And I mean slow. The kicking game, this kid Tyreek Hill or whatever his name is, this guy can fly. And I'll tell you what, I'd hate for them to lose on another punt return, which they always seem to do. Remember, Baltimore did it to them when they played them in October. When was it? November? October? Whatever. Punt return beat them. And they've been beat by punt returns in the past. Jacoby Jones, how many punt returns did he run back? Oh. Their return game, the Steelers, is just so bad. It's actually, that Toussaint got caught from behind yesterday. And he's in a full run. Come on, you got to get somebody faster back here. Coates, I don't trust the guy. Don't trust him at all. How about DeMarcus Ayers? Maybe he can return a kick. Maybe in a draft we can get a specialist for a change. They can fly. They can actually catch punts and kickoffs. I don't know their kicking game, their coverage. Oh, my. They had a few guys odd. Golden was odd, and Shamarco Thomas, he's usually odd, and Chicolo was odd, so maybe that's the problem with that coverage team. But I'll tell you what, that's pathetic. That's pathetic. And if you want to comment, give me a call, 516-666-9990. Let's go to a call here. What do we got? What do we got a call here? Welcome to God's Talk.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dustin from Davenport. I just wanted to give you a shout-out and say it's good to hear you're on the show today. And I was listening to some of the stuff you're saying. Special teams, yeah, that's going to be a big part of the game in KC, for sure.
Oh, what do you think of that? I think they stink.
Yeah, you gotta punt the ball out of bounds, because if not, that guy's gonna have three touchdowns.
Oh, easy.
They're gonna have to keep the ball away from him. Just punt it out of bounds. That's your best bet. You've seen this guy burn. He's just like Antonio Brown. He has speed. He's small. He's good. He's a playmaker. And if Kansas City didn't develop him, I think Pittsburgh beats him easily. But I think it's gonna be a bloodbath in Kansas City. I'm not sure about Ben and his ankle. Hopefully he can move around a little. He'll need it. It's a weird situation because Pittsburgh got revenge on Miami, and Kansas City wants revenge on Pittsburgh for the smacking they gave them. So it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
And it's in Kansas City this time, and every time I remember watching the Steelers play Kansas City, whether it was Priest Holmes, Larry Johnson, in Kansas City, they struggled. I remember Trent Green was throwing hit-throw passes, and that Dante Hall, talk about returns in Kansas City. I remember he burned the Steelers back in the day. Dante Hall, he'd dance around, and they struggled there. So it's going to – even Matt Castle beat them in Kansas City, and that was when Kansas City had, like, 4 wins on the season.
Well,
that's a tough place to play.
A lot of teams do struggle there, but Steelers seem to struggle away from home a lot more than most teams. And as far as Big Ben's ankle goes, he had an MRI on it. I don't know if you heard me previously, but he has an MRI on it, and everything was fine.
No, that's good then. That's good because he'll need it. He'll need everything he got because that's going to be a bloodbath in Kansas City.
He said he aggravated an old injury, which you know Ben, he likes to put the Ritz on, so not that he wasn't hurt or nothing, but you know how he let's slap a big cast on this action, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's normally not a season where he's fully healthy through the whole thing, so it doesn't surprise me that, you know, he got a little dinged up, and but he'll be fine. He said he's playing, you know. I just heard the MRI, he's good. But yeah, it'll be a good game. That'll be, I think, the game of the day. Because I think New England will take care of Houston. Green Bay versus Dallas, that's going to be another good one. I'm excited for that one because I like how Rodgers is playing right now. Because I thought the Giants were going to do their thing, just get in the playoffs and then go on their run. Because their defense looks so good the first half versus Green Bay. Until that Hail Mary pass. I mean, they're making Rodgers look like he never played.
How about Rodgers and a Hail Mary pass? That guy's thrown about, what, 5 of them already?
3. Well, in the past 2 seasons, he's like 3 for 3 on them. He did 1 versus the Lions, 1 versus the Cardinals. They lost the Cardinals game. They won the Lions game, and now they won the Giants game. I mean, that's astronomical odds. To have 3 Hail Marys and all 3 of them work. I mean, that's incredible.
It's amazing. It really is.
I hope this is a good one.
This Sunday is going to be, I'm afraid this is going to be, well, Dustin, you've been right. You've been right since, 8 weeks ago. You said they were going to go on a run. You ain't been wrong yet. So give me a prediction on the game Sunday, Steeler game.
It's going to be 33-30. I'm going to go Steelers. I'm going to go with the bloodbath. It's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Man. I'm going to go – I got a bad vibe about this game, only because of the special teams and how Kansas City, that kid got Tarek Kill can fly. I think he's a game-changer on this I think they'll beat the Steelers by 10. Hate to say it, but I think that god dang punt return is going to kill them, or a kickoff.
Yeah, you got to punt.
I say that the Steelers will get beat by 10. That's my prediction.
Well, if you want to take them out of the game, you got to make sure you're kicking the ball out of the end zone. And you got to make sure you're putting the ball out of bounds because that's the only way. It's the only way you eliminate them. I mean, it's hard to do, but if I was them, I'd definitely do it because one score. Kansas City is just such a hard place to play too. It's so loud. They get pretty hostile down there, and they're just like the Steelers. This isn't their first rodeo. They they've been in the playoffs last year too. So I just feel that the Steelers' experience of last year's experiences just keep carrying over, and each week they're getting stronger and stronger. This week it's going to come down to the 3 B's, Ben, Brown, Bell, and they're going to have to carry them to the AFC Championship game. It's going to come down to those guys. They're going to have to step up again. They did a tremendous job last week versus the Dolphins. This is a way, this is 2 different games here. Last week was a 2-0 game. Compared to what this is like the gauntlet. Like, I would not want to face Kansas City in Kansas City, but especially because their offense is, because before, like, early on in the season, like, they were a little one-dimensional, like, you know, like, they only, you didn't really know who their wide receivers were. You knew they had the Jeremy Maclin, but their running backs, because they still, they don't have Jamaal Charles, but hopefully, hopefully they could try to, and Kelce, he's going to be, you got to find a way to stop him.
Tight end, yeah. Tight end kills.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's like a Gronkowski. He's like, he's huge. He's as big as a barn, and he could, his hands for days. He anything thrown to him, he's catching it, and he's going down the field and running. He's hard to bring down.
You know what Andy Reid's record is after 2 weeks preparation for a game? I think it's 19-2. They
19-2. Well, I mean,
hey, everything got up. Like I said, hidden vigorous. That can be 19-2 can be broke.
Yeah, that's because I was talking to someone, because everyone's picking Dallas. I'm the only one that picked Green Bay this week. I said I like Aaron Rodgers. I said you got two young rookies. You know, I said the playoffs is a whole different ball game. The pressure, everything amps up. And I said I'm going with Green Bay. I said, because everyone said how, you know, many wins Dallas had, but I said they've won. They're due. They, you know, they had a good season, but I said the pressure's going to amp up, and I'm hoping Green Bay goes into Dallas, and they're on a roll, man. Green Bay is on a roll. They started the season 3-6, or 4-6, and they haven't lost since.
I know.
I'm hoping they can.
I'll take Rodgers over any quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I'll take Rodgers over Dak and Elliott, the combo. I mean, they're too good. They're really young. They're good. They're going to be the, you know, the future. But I said, I'll take Rodgers. I said, he wants it. He wants it bad. He wants to be back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, he's tough. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you what, he's lucky, too.
Oh, and that's what you need in the NFL. You need luck, and you need to be good. That's what you need. You need, because you don't get them. You can't get a break here and there. You know, look at Eli. If a helmet, the guy doesn't catch a ball off his helmet, you know, we're not, Eli's, he's not going to get the recognition. You know, he'd have one Super Bowl or you know, so
how about
it's.
Beckham, Christ, he dropped a, Beckham Jr., he dropped like 4 passes yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he had a lot of drops because there's a lot of, I just feel like he poorly handled the situation after the game, because they went to Miami, they went there. That's fine. If he just said, hey, I made a mistake, next, you know, I'll learn from my mistakes. You know, I didn't think it had anything to do with my play, even though he had a poor game. But punching holes in walls and smashing your head off the wall, I mean, if he just said, hey, I'm sorry, apologize, you know, next year, I'll make sure that I don't do that again. I mean, that would have been more accepting than to start hitting walls and banging your head off the wall. I mean, that just makes it even worse. Because not only were you in the media once early in the week for bad, you know, coverage, now you're in it again for punching walls. And it's just stupid.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's just stupid because they're saying that, like, you know, he's like a cancer. It's almost like he cares more about himself than the team. Like, I realize he wants to win, but I mean, the last time I saw someone punch a wall, well, it wasn't a wall, it was a fire extinguisher. It was Amari Stoudemire, but he punched through it and he missed the rest of the playoffs because he punched it. I said, what is it with New York?
How about Rodriguez for the Pirates punching a water cooler on him?
Punching
a
water cooler, yeah, that's that was different too. But I mean, Rodriguez, how about, speaking of Rodriguez, you see the Pirates let him walk, and now he's on the Braves. Not that he's going anywhere on the Braves, but he's gone.
Yeah,
he's
I saw that. Here, I got another call waiting on the line here. And,
all right. Well,
thanks for the call.
Good talking to you. No problem.
Good talking to you, buddy. All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Dustin from Davenport. Let's get the next call here. Hey, welcome to Gauze Talk.
Gauze, man, it's the Wild Dog. What's going on?
Hey, Wild Dog from Columbus, Ohio. What's up?
Hey, so I guess,
what you know good?
Is there a Is there a panic down there in Pittsburgh over this Roethlisberger leaving in the boot? What's going on?
Oh, they're ready to jump off the bridge. Fire Tomlin.
Fire Tomlin, right? Fire,
huh?
Fire Tomlin, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yep. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with him. They had an MRI on his ankle, and he said he was fine. He might aggravate an old injury. That's all. But you know why I'd say, I don't know if you were listening.
No, I just had a chance to jump on, guys.
I think the guy's a drama queen. I think he's a tough guy and everything, but he wants to play this up, get some attention on him. And not that he's, you know, not a tough guy. I'm not questioning his toughness, but I think he put some peanut butter and jelly on these injuries a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sweetens it up, you know, a little honey.
Yeah, he came back quick after that, meniscus tear. So, fairly quick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, hey, hope he's 100%. So, even if he isn't, he doesn't have to run with the ball. Just throw it. Just throw his arms all right.
Exactly. Protect him, let him hand it off, and let him throw the ball. That's it.
Exactly. So what do you got for me, dog?
You know what? I want a couple of things. What do you think about that? You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse with the Steelers. I'm sure that's been analyzed and overanalyzed. But what do you think about that Giants-Green Bay game?
Man, what happened to the Giants?
I got to tell you guys, the one thing watching them, promising season, would they go 11-5? You know, I just don't – the one thing I think the Giants are missing, this is just my opinion, is a running back. I mean, they can't – you know, Jennings and Perkins, those two guys, they got to be able to establish a run game. And, you know Eli's going to go to the air constantly if he can't establish a run game. So, I mean, that's my critique. But, I think the defense kept them in it as much as they could. I was shocked. I thought that they would give Green Bay more of a game than that.
Well, you know when the Green Bay's quarterback, Rodgers, he's thrown a ball 60 yards in the air with no time on the clock, and somebody catches it down the end zone with the same color jersey he has, you know you're in trouble. Okay?
Luck has just shifted.
It's not your day. Okay? It ain't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought that broke the backs right there. They probably thought, Jesus, Croc, are you kidding me? 70 yards in the air, 60 freaking guys around the ball, and that guy comes down with a ball. Are you kidding me? I thought that was the whole game.
Yeah, I think they really should have checked. They should have checked Cobb's hands to see if he had super glue on that, or you know.
Looked like a magnet right to him. You know.
I know. And obviously, I'm sure you've been following. The Pirates have been making some huge moves. No moves.
The next move they make is Kutch going out of town. Watch.
You know what? I agree with you. I 100%. I got to tell you guys. I mean, if you're, you know, in the mind of McCutchen, I know he's a stand-up professional athlete. You know, the fact that you've been the cornerstone of that team led them to three playoffs, and the fact that they're shopping your name or they're shopping you around, I mean, that can't give you a bunch of confidence, you know, going into the season. I mean, I'm not going to say that the guy's going to, you know, not play. You know, he doesn't, you know, strike me as that type of person. But that's always going to be in the back of your mind, you know.
I'm not sure if I'm him. I don't want out of here, you know.
Well,
I'll take the first plane out of here myself.
I got to tell you, it's 30 years old. I mean, I'd be looking to get a championship, and it's, it's kind of obvious that you're not going to find one in Pittsburgh because these guys really aren't serious about putting one together. So,
that's for sure. the farthest thing from their mind is putting the championship together. Believe me.
Uh-huh.
When they have team meetings, you know what they talk about? French fries and hamburgers, how good they are.
And how much money they can get for the down the stadium.
and how much money they can make, exactly, and how to trim payroll, and how to and bring a guy in, to, you know, like a P.T. Barnum circus guy. How do we keep fleecing the public and make them believe? That's the big, that's the hardest thing they do. Hey, bring in Trump, right? He's good at that, man.
That's what I was just about to say.
You know what they say, don't you? Hey, like I always say, take my Social Security. Yeah, are they taking it? Sure. You voted for it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
They're not raising minimum wage? No. You voted for it.
You
got a raise in the last 20 years? You voted for it.
Well, look,
they got
what,
people convinced they don't need health care. They got people convinced they don't need Social Security. They got people convinced they never need a raise. They got people convinced they never need a vacation. They got them convinced they can die in the street and it'll be happy.
I
How stupid
tell you,
this
Gosman,
place is.
This is, just so you know, and this has been my mantra from day one, okay? Last night, I slept extremely good knowing that the suffering for people like Rex Tillerson, those multi-millionaires, aren't going to suffer anymore under this Obama tax plan. You know, I know this guy's been suffering, and I'm hoping he gets back on his feet. You know, he got that, what, $150 million payout? You know, with the new Trump tax plan, I hope he gets back on his feet. You know, I know he's been suffering for a while. So
well, they all have. They all have. I feel so sorry for him. You know.
I know. You know,
like
I
say, they
dummies.
Yeah, they got the dummies convinced. I mean, they get the good job. Mitch McConnell tells the Democrats to grow up. You know what? I'd punch Mitch McConnell right in his face. He told me that if I was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I'd break that son of a bitch's nose square in his face.
Well, that's what I don't understand, you know, especially with an incumbent like him in Kentucky. You know, this guy's been collecting $170,000, $200,000 a year since 1985, I think. Hasn't done a damn
Plus
thing. Every you know,
steals.
Kentucky's, you know, Kentucky's certainly not some economic powerhouse in the United States, you know. And he's exactly what the swamp is, but you know, it's never going to happen. You know, he got the people fooled.
Right. Oh, they got them all fooled. Not all, not all, a majority of them. But the way I can't wait till old Trumpster gets in there, boy. That'll be it's going to be interesting to see how the heads will roll, how the poor and the middle class will roll. And everybody thinks, like I told you, I'm still waiting to get that mill job call. I was working in the mill, U.S. Steel. Why? How come I'm called back?
True. That's true, God. I'm going to tell you, like I said, you know, you don't have what the righties like to call Obama. You don't have him in office anymore. So you can't blame him at all. You don't have any emails to talk about 24/7, 7 days a week, email. You don't have any of that to talk about. So I don't know who these guys are going to blame when things go bad.
Said, what are you going to replace Obamacare with? The guy goes, no, we got something working out. Well, what do you got? Jeez. And all the dummies went.
Let me tell you what they got, Cosman. They got $328 billion, I think, was the figure that goes back to the wealthy. So, like I said, I can sleep easy at night knowing that 40 million Americans will lose their health care, but Rex Tillerson will be okay, you know, because I know he's
and
been
I'll
hurt.
I'll tell you what, dog, on that note, I got to go because time is running down, and I want to thank you for the call.
Love the show, Godman. Keep up the good work.
Call me next week, buddy. That's a Will, dog. There he goes. Well, we got a nice big show here. We got to sign off here. I'll be on the air next Monday from 5:30 to 6. Be there.